This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory. Logan and I visited Isla Ho this past winter and talked with John about his long-term observations of the island's biota.
I'm John DeWitt. I live on the southeastern end of Isla Ho, on the outside edge of Head Harbor. My wife and I have lived here for about 7 years since we built the house here. But probably the biggest story in my mind is that there's still so many lobsters. It's great for the fishermen because you bring up a trap and it mostly just had lobsters in it. You didn't have sea urchins, starfish, other fin fish or whatever, you know, it's mostly just lobsters and you just have to grade them and put bands on them. But it was pretty alarming to me that we weren't getting all the other things that we used to in the traps. The green crabs certainly have increased. You can even walk on the beach over here in the summertime at night at low tide, and there'll be some of the bigger green crabs especially will be running around on the sand way up the beach. I've seen smaller green crabs up above the high tide line too, in the rocks. Head Harbor used to have a lot of eelgrass, several big patches of it out there. And the green crabs have pretty much uprooted almost all of it.
So when did that start with the green crab? They've been here, but it's
when I was a kid, I remember seeing them. And it seemed like there were quite a few of them then too, but they weren't bothering stuff as much as they are now. Head Harbor has a few clams in it. A lot of beaches on the island have a few clams. You can find a few, like a go dig a dozen or something, but nothing like the way it used to be. Isla Ho had a lot of good clamming. So now I think they've gone after the mussels too. Used to be a lot of young herring, you know, the Brit, and Head Harbor used to have a lot of it. There'd be big schools of it up in the shallows on the beach over there. And that would draw in other fish too, like stripers in June, early June. And we used to get bigger herring in once in a while too. I was out fishing one evening in the summer. Might have been the first year we were here, so it was at least 6 years ago. And I was staying out there until it was just about dark. And I knew something was going on, but I couldn't figure out just what it was because I couldn't see anything. I didn't have a light with me or anything. And I noticed that if you stuck the oar down into the water, I wasn't moving, I was just sitting in the boat perfectly still, no engine running or anything. I could kind of feel something like that. And then I started hearing flipping around me, and I think it was a lot of herring. And they used to shut them off down here. They didn't have a weir down here, but there's still a couple of markers on each shore where they used to put the twine across. But I haven't seen really any herring at all, no matter what size, for 4 years now, I think. There used to be a lot of mackerel that came into Head Harbor, and they're just not in here now, probably because of the herring. I've noticed that when I've been cod fishing, that we'll catch mackerel down on bottom, which is something new and different for me, like 100 feet down. So they're going down there to eat something, small pollock maybe, or whatever they find down there. There are a lot of pollock around. There may be still as many mackerel. They're just not as obvious as they used to be. I don't really know. There are a lot of pollock every year. The stripers haven't come in they've probably come in but gone right back out because there's nothing for them to eat here. There are a lot of juvenile codfish. You can catch a lot. I mean, I've even caught one right in the harbor here. But there's a lot of them, and they'll get up to be about 22, 24 inches, and then they disappear. Nobody seems to know where they're going. I see puffins once in a while, not too far out here, within half a mile. And I know they're going back to Seal Island, so their range has expanded a lot to find food, I think.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Muddlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.